When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top of the morning to you, Austin Bechtold. It's beautiful outside, it's sunny, and it's nice to be back. So how are you, and how have you been?
It's great to be back with you, Bob. It's been a while. I hope you enjoyed Ireland. It looked incredible.
I'll tell you, it was one of those places that, you know, you sort of have on a bucket list one day and never know if you're ever going to get there, but I would highly recommend it for those who want to just go and experience the culture there. It's a great place, some beautiful areas. You go to the cliffs, you see different things, you go in town, it's walkable, great pubs, people nice. Everything about it was great, and it culminated with a Steelers win, which made it all the better.
It did, and that was a pretty entertaining game, a game that the Steelers dominated for a large portion of it. Hopefully, I will be as successful as Crowley one day, and will be able to have a nice chartered trip over to Ireland.
You'll get there. You're well on your way to getting to that point of situation, so you'll be fine. I just want to say it's nice to be back, and looking forward to talking over the next 4 hours about a lot of Steelers. I also want to send out, you know, my thoughts and prayers and best wishes to Joe Starkey, who is dealing with some family issues in Buffalo. And, you know, hopefully everything goes well there. But that's a tough situation to go in. Any of us who've been there where your parents, you're taking care of them and things are happening, you got to respect the love that we see from Joe toward his family. And that's always tough to do. So hopefully he'll be back soon and we'll kind of reconvene.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been in our thoughts, and we've really just been thinking about him throughout the entire situation and just hope for the best for him.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, we'll carry on as he would like at 412-928-9370. Off the Talk top here is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have a rundown of what's going on, and Austin, I'll let you do the rundown because you're setting all these things up. I know we have a lot of Steeler talk today coming up.
Yeah, a lot of Steeler talk. The big boy will join us. Kabali in studio for an hour. How about that at noon?
How about that?
That'll be very fun.
1 hour. He's here quite a bit, I noticed, in various shows. So good for him.
He never is usually in studio with us, though.
No, this will be the first time.
And he even said that he could come in studio. How about that? Kabali stepping up.
Yeah, I think he saw an opening. Come in here, stretch out. You know,
I love it.
Yeah, so we'll talk to him about what happened in Ireland. What else?
Let's talk to Dan Zangrilli about what's going on with the state of the Pirates moves at 1 o'clock. And then Brian Bacco will join us to end the show, 1:35.
And this will probably be the last time the Steelers are together on the South Side until they get their mandatory bye, which means off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, before they get ready for the Cleveland Browns. And that's where we're going to start here today, because the Cleveland Browns have made a change to their quarterback, which is not a surprise. Dylan Gabriel now has been put up to the starter position with Joe Flacco as the backup, and Shedeur Sanders is still mired as the third-string emergency quarterback. It's a state of the AFC North, and I would like to get your opinions on it out there at 412-928-9370, just because I think it's not gone the way most people thought. The Ravens are in the cellar, along with the Browns. The Bengals are 2-2, but they look like a fraud 2-2 with no Joe Burrow. It's just continuing to get, I don't know what the score is the last couple of games, 48-10, 28-3. Whatever that adds up to is disaster if you can't score more than 13 points in two games and your defense is as bad as it is. So after 4 weeks, the Steelers are in pretty good shape here. Absolutely they are. With 3-1, a bye week, which I thought at the beginning of the season was going to be kind of early for a bye week, but given all their injuries, and we've seen that Jaylen Warren missed last game, this hamstring thing is going around here. We have JPJ with dealing with an injury. Maybe he'll get back after the bye week. Also now, it's Jalen Ramsey, it's Calvin Austin, Alex Highsmith was still out, not sure if he's going to get back, but the bye week, again, bottom line is it happened at a pretty good time for the Steelers. What that means, though, is after the bye week, they're going to go on a run where they're going to be playing every single week, which means if injuries do start to pile up, then that's what pretty much can dictate how things go. We've seen that with Baltimore. They've got an inordinate amount of injuries, including their quarterback now, Lamar Jackson, who is out this week and could be more weeks. Boy, I tell you what, Baltimore, we knew they had a really hard start to their season playing the teams they played. But in this last game against Kansas City, they looked like they were just in a different league, the Chiefs. Four touchdown passes for Pat Mahomes. That defense of Baltimore has not been what I thought it might be.
Well, no, and Matt Ibike is now out for the year on the defensive line. That is a big loss. They just have not played with good continuity. You know, we talked a lot about what was the Steelers' issues over the first couple of weeks, scheme and or was it execution? There is a lot of heat brewing on Orr, their defensive coordinator, that a lot of people are, you know, throwing a lot of the blame on him for not putting the players in the best position, because that's a very, very talented defense. It should be a better defense than even the Steelers, I think. Talent-wise.
It should be, but it's not so far. And the other thing is these AFC losses pile up their tiebreakers potentially down the road. When you lose to Buffalo, when you lose to Kansas City, those are tie-breaking situations. The Detroit loss was just, you know, again, their defense failed them in a game where there was a lot of points scored. So Baltimore certainly has its problems moving forward, as does Cincinnati. Cleveland, I just don't think, has the right cast of people there on offense. Their defense is pretty good, but their defense can't win it alone. So we'll see. I think the Steelers are in pretty good shape. It's a quarter of the way through the season, so I don't want to overhype it, but I do think they're in much better shape than most people thought. 412-928-9370. I want to remind you the Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. So now the Steelers look into their future, and they see a bye week. Then they see back-to-back games against two very beatable AFC North teams. They should go 5-1 before they head into really what would be the teeth of their schedule after that. They have some tough games down the road. That's why these wins matter, just as last year. And if you remember, they started in 10-3 last year, but then everything got tough and then they fell apart. Different situation here with Aaron Rodgers. All right, Austin, your take on Aaron Rodgers. Better or worse than you thought for four games?
A little bit better. And you know that my expectations were pretty high for Aaron Rodgers to begin with. But he's taken care of the ball for the most part. He's done a good job of, I think, changing things at the line when necessary. He's created a calming presence for the offense, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it.
Where there is actually a threat of play action, and they can execute on play action. How about the red zone? They've been flawless in the red zone. They've scored a touchdown on every single drive except, what, one? When they've reached the coveted red area that Mike Tomlin likes to call it? I think that's the Aaron Rodgers effect, how he's just been able to, you know, get different people involved on offense. I still want to see the tight ends more involved. But I think that the way that Rodgers has been able to execute has been very solid.
Yeah, and I think the best illustration of that came at Croke Park when he put a ball right on the money to DK Metcalf. That's a slant pattern that's going to have some congestion over the middle of the field, a place where seemingly the Steelers didn't want to go too much the last couple of years. Well, he's not afraid to do it. And on that slant pattern, if that ball is anywhere else but where it was, Metcalf has to adjust. He has to stop his speed. You saw that on Jordan Addison's throw. Carson Wentz put it up there. He's wide open, but he didn't lead him. He threw it up. He had to stop, then restart, which allowed Peyton Wilson to come back and make a tackle. So accuracy matters when you got a guy like DK Metcalf, and he can turn it on right on the money. And that's why that play was successful.
Who is the last quarterback that we've seen play for the Steelers that could make that back shoulder throw to Metcalf right, like legitimately, like 6 inches over top of the defender's shoulder? Early in that game when Metcalf
grabbed it. Ben Roethlisberger.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's that added effect that we're seeing with Rodgers. At 41, he could still make all the throws. He can't really move very well. We know that. But as long as he's protected, and credit that offensive line, that was their best game protecting Aaron Rodgers all season.
I also thought it was their best day in run blocking.
Yes.
You know, they needed to do it knowing that Jaylen Warren wasn't there, but I give the coaching staff credit because they didn't deviate from what they wanted to do, which was run the ball against Minnesota's defense. And they got a very consistent performance out of Kenneth Gainwell, who, by the way, I think is the best bargain in football right now at less than $2 million a year for him.
And he was good in Philly, too.
Yeah, but he was more of a reserve, and that's, I think, what they thought of him here. Caleb Johnson was supposed to be the guy stepping up in this kind of situation, but it's Kenny G, as they call him. And so he, man, 99 yards, three touchdowns in three games now it is, or how many games? Four games? Is it three? I think it's three touchdowns.
Yeah, I think it
is. And that's
three.
More than a lot of the elite running backs in the game have had so far. So if they continue in that respect, moving the football down the field and setting up play action, they're going to get open receivers.
That's as many touchdowns as Derrick Henry has fumbles, Bob.
Well, there's something wrong there, too. I mean, he didn't even touch the ball in that Kansas City game all that much. I would have expected them to keep going back to him. I know he fumbled a lot, but he's their main weapon, really, on their offense. If they get him going, it opens everything up. It opens up Bateman. It opens Hopkins, Andrews, all of them. And they seemed like they were hesitant to go back to him after those three fumbles.
Yeah, and if I was Baltimore, Bob, I mean, honestly, I would try to run Lamar less. Just because he's getting older, he's seemingly getting injured almost every year. If you lose Lamar for an extended period of time, they're only going to lose him for a couple of games. There's a chance that the Ravens could lose their next two and go to 1-5. I don't think they're winning the division at 1-5.
No, they may have a hard time winning it at 1-3.
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were going to win the division. That's their way into the playoffs. Now, you look around the AFC, there are some good stories, some bad stories, some teams that I expect to do better. I was encouraged to watch Denver the other night, although it was Cincinnati, and you have to say to everybody, it's Cincinnati right now. Their defense is like a matador, letting everything get right through them. Bo Nix looked really good. That's a team that a lot of people, including Joe, still expect to be there at the end. I'm not sure in what capacity as a division winner. Kansas City reminded me of when – do you remember when New England was playing and they got throttled? I think it was by Kansas City a few years ago, and that was the proclamation of Tom Brady's, that's it.
He's done. The dynasty's over.
The dynasty's over. He's just not, he doesn't have it anymore. And what did that do? That just led to more success. And I think in Patrick Mahomes, not so much him, but their team, a lot of people think this is not going to be Kansas City's year. However, they don't even have Rashee Rice right now.
No.
When he comes back to add to what is a pretty decent group of receivers, I mean, that's going to tell you a lot about where they are, and I still think they're going to be a factor in this.
Well, they did get Worthy back, and that definitely helped with their explosiveness on offense, plus the injuries that the Ravens sustained. It was the perfect storm. It was the hot knife through butter moment for the Chiefs just to be able to find, plus being at home, too. I wonder if it would be different in Baltimore. But, yeah, I guess we can officially write off the Chiefs. I've already proclaimed that they are done and have said that they're not Super Bowl contenders this year. I'm going to stick by it.
They're not done. Explain done. What does done mean?
Well, done in terms of
winning, going to the AFC Championship game for the sixth straight year?
If I was putting my Super Bowl bubble together, the Chiefs are outside of that bubble. Just because teams like even the Ravens, where they are right now, I think are still in that bubble. The Bills are in that bubble. The Lions are in that bubble. The Eagles are in that bubble. The Rams are in the bubble. Maybe Washington is in that as well. The Chargers are in that bubble. I don't think the Chiefs are going to win their division. Going on the road to play a playoff game in Baltimore, in Buffalo, I don't like their chances. That's why they're not in it right now.
Okay. I'll wait and see on that one. I still think they have that championship mentality, and they have a tremendous head coach. Their defensive coordinator is probably still the best in the game. He dialed up something the other day against Lamar Jackson that I don't think they knew it was coming the way it came on a blitz. So Spagnuolo's still pretty good. 412-928-9370. Now I have a question about my computer, since, Austin, you're a part of the millennial group here.
Yes.
Right? My cap lock thing is stuck, which means I can't get on this stupid thing. I don't know how to get it off.
Have you tried just, like, pounding the key a couple of times to get it unstuck?
I've pounded the key a lot.
Yeah.
That's not doing it. Banging the drum ain't working. So maybe I'll go to a commercial break and we can figure it out together, because I don't know what it is. But it's awfully difficult to log in when everything's in caps. And that's not the way it is.
Yeah, that can be a problem. You're going to have to unplug the keyboard and then try to plug it back in.
You'll be doing that because
I
don't trust myself
on
any of these electronical things. But this is what happens when you're not part of that group you're in. 412-928-9370 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. We got some people want to talk.
Let's start with Martin. He's in Uniontown.
Martin's in Uniontown.
Bob.
What's up?
Hi, guys. Hey, Bob. Hey, I watched that game Sunday. I think the Steelers are going to be okay. All they got to do is just take one game at a time. That's all they got to do.
Well, that's fine, Martin, but the competition level is going to increase. I would say win the games you're supposed to get win, and these are the next two.
Yeah.
They have two games here. Yeah. I know one's away in Cincinnati, and everyone underestimate, you know, those division games because they can be tricky. But they need to get to 5-1. And if so, you know, the Packers have shown, because they'll be up after that, they are a team that is it the Packers on Packers are in there either next week after Cincinnati or the week following that. But they're not they've given up 40 points here in a 40-40 tie. They lost at Cleveland. They're maybe not as invincible or Super Bowl bound as a lot of people think. So, but they're still going to be a very formidable opponent. You have Detroit on that schedule. You have Buffalo on that schedule. You have the Ravens twice on that schedule. So there's a long way to go here, but it's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start. And, Bob, I'm glad they got Aaron Rodgers. He can still throw the ball. Now, if that offensive line can just keep giving them the protection and, just protect them a little bit more, and who knows what can happen.
Well, if he doesn't get injured, Martin, thank you for the call. If he doesn't get injured, I think the guy can be very effective. I mean, we've seen that. And you talked about the red zone. That's exactly where the difference lies. He was very good last year in the red zone, even on a 5-12 team. When they got to those areas, he's been around long enough. He knows how, you know, and what to do. I thought it was interesting that he basically waved off the head coach, Mike Tomlin, when it came to kicking that potential field goal at the time. And that was a 4th-and-3 situation.
Yeah.
Which is more unlikely to convert versus a 4th-and-1, which they had later. At that point of the game, I was surprised they did not kick the field goal. It would have made it a 2-touchdown game.
I was actually okay with it, but I didn't necessarily like that they ran the ball. Because it kind of felt like, I mean, and I know that they were rushing for like, what, 5 yards per carry prior to that?
Yeah, but 3 yards on a shrunken field is different.
I'd rather throw it in that situation.
Yeah, options.
Throw it up to DK Metcalf. Do an RPO. Throw it to Darnell Washington. Right. We've already seen that on a 2-point play this year. Why that wasn't the call, a little surprised by it, because when you're so in tight there in the red zone and it's 4th down, you kind of expect them to do a bootleg play. And well, the Vikings were ready.
All I know is that I think I still would have. The conservative part of me goes for 3. It makes it difficult for them. They have to score 2 touchdowns.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first 2 orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And even though they got one back real quick, which was, again, a miscommunication of some degree back there, Jordan Addison should not have been that wide open. But give Peyton Wilson credit because he showed a lot of hustle and heart just outrunning him. He took the angle and beat him down the field. But that play, if it's right on the money where Jordan Addison doesn't have to stop and then restart his run, probably is a touchdown. And it saves Minnesota 40 seconds on the clock, which I think would have been helpful to them going on.
And those types of hustle plays, I mean, that's what Mike Tomlin preaches. That's what we hadn't really seen in the first couple of games as well for this defense. Huge, huge play. Those are the little things that can win you games and be difference makers, depending on what – it doesn't even matter what time of the game it is. It matters.
Yeah, and I really think that, even though they eventually scored a touchdown, it cost them 40 seconds when time was really not their ally. They needed those 40 seconds. So hustling like that – I'm sure Mike Tomlin pointed that out. Next, do we have a next?
Yeah, here's Robin West Mifflin.
Robin West Mifflin, what's up, man?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, man. I'm wonderful. I was talking to some man, City Limits behind the scenes, man. I'll get to that after I tell you this. I can't count Baltimore out, man. You can't. Even if they're 1-5, we're 5-1. Because I'm gonna tell you this, Bob. All those teams that they played early, those are going to be L's for us later. Like, I'm a Steelers fan, diehard, but I'm going to keep it authentic before I just get on here. Like, we're going to lose to Buffalo. We can't beat Buffalo. We're going to lose to Detroit up there. Like, it's going to come down to the wire. We got to win. We got to win. I mean, they can go on a run, but we got to continue winning, too. Like you said, this bad came early. Hopefully, we don't, you know, stumble into some late injuries down the stretch. Because if they get healthy, man, they still got Lamar Jackson. I know their defense is trash, but I'm not counting out Lamar Jackson, man.
No, I'm not either, and I would never rule them out. Honestly, Rob, they're a team that has faced probably the hardest competition they're going to face all year. I think their schedule eases up now. They got a lot of injuries to deal with, so these are games you expected them to win at the beginning of the season. Maybe not so much now, given all their injuries, but it's a long season. I think we saw that last year. I just mentioned 10-3 start for the Steelers last year, and at that point, people were talking big time expectations, and it never materialized after that.
And one more thing, real quick, Bob. I just heard City Limits say that Kansas City isn't in the bubble. Like, come on, man.
That's right, Rob. No,
he said
they're
done.
Not. They're
he
out.
He said they're done.
They're out of the bubble, Rob.
You see what Worthy just did? I'm not saying one person could change it, but I'm gonna give to that to Harmon. Changed the defense. That's another story. But Worthy changes that offense, man. Period.
You don't think that it has anything to do with the beleaguered Baltimore defense, Rob?
Hear me out. You believe in Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Are you serious? Who lost? He had 3 interceptions all last year. And then had 3 in 1 playoff game. And then the year before that, what? 22-0 lead and lost? You believe in him over Pat Mahomes?
Yes. His roster's better.
City Limits.
His roster's better. His roster's better, and I like her. And I liked Harbaugh as well. Yes.
I'm taking Pat Mahomes every year, him and Andy Reid, over anybody in that division. Until they're done, that's what I'm taking, man.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention Rashee Rice not even there, but he's going to be back soon, too. He has 6-game suspension.
Bob, I didn't even want to bring him up. Because once Worthy stretched that defense, him and Juju is going to chew everybody up underneath. And I ain't even talking about Brown. Brown's going to get himself together, too. City Limits, don't do it, man. Don't do that.
I already did, Rob. I already
took
did,
the plunge.
Rob.
Kansas City is dead, D-E-A-D.
They are no longer in the Super Bowl bubble, Bob. They are not in the Super Bowl bubble.
Well, I'm not gonna say that because I know and I agree with what Rob is saying. That's a difficult thing with that team. That's a talented team. They know how to win. That's the other thing. They know how to win. And I think you need to show that. You know, anytime you get to a fourth down situation, you have to consider all the factors. I get all that. But when you're 4th-and-3, it's different than 4th-and-1. After that play that didn't work at the goal line, Minnesota goes and scores. So they have an opportunity then later at 4th-and-1 with the game pretty much still in limbo.
Yeah.
If you convert, they're done. It's 1 yard. And a lot of people did not understand punting there, and especially punting into the end zone. That seemed like, okay, Waitman's going to hit that out of Croke Park the way he's going. What's he doing there? He's not going to try to pin him? Because they only needed a field goal at that point.
Within a 24-hour span, I watched James Franklin punt from the 36-yard line of Oregon and result in a touchback, a net of 16 yards.
Well,
awful decision there.
Terrible. I get that.
And then Mike Tomlin on 4th-and-1. I mean, Franklin was, what, 4th-and-9, 4th-and-6? Tomlin, 4th-and-1, chance to put the game away at the 40, punts and results in a touchback. I mean, where's the aggressiveness? I'm not saying you have to be Dan Campbell and go for it on 4th down every single time. But go out there playing to win. You know, don't just say, oh, well, our defense will definitely get us stopped.
It's a mindset issue, too. It's one of those where you say to yourself and your team by doing it, I trust you guys. We want a yard. We talk about getting a yard all the time. This is you. Go ahead and win the game
for
us. Yes,
show some faith in your offense.
And I think that does show up in terms of the team. Now, every situation is different. When you have a field goal kicker to the caliber of Chris Boswell, you know, when you know you're going to make automatic points, if you remember, even in the game where he hit the 60-yard field goal, right? That what preceded it was a third down play, and they tried to go down the field. I think they knew that they had made up their mind. There was a 60-yard field goal coming, and we'll try to even get more yardage on a PI or something. You know, so I like the way they did that. But when you're 4th-and-1, game's on the line, and you've run the ball the way they have, and they've moved and controlled the offensive line, I think, or defensive line, then you should get out there and just do it. And then if that's, if it doesn't work, okay. I'd rather go down that way than giving them a shot. And they had a field goal kicker who can hit it from, they all can hit it from 55 yards these days. It doesn't take all that much movement. So that was a, that was not the ending I had foreseen when it was an 18-point lead, but that's exactly where they were. But the bottom line is they got the win. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We'll continue to talk about the NFL, but I also want to talk to you, Limits, since you were at the Penn State game, and I haven't had a chance to get your opinions on this. What does that loss do to Penn State in terms of the big picture?
It makes Ohio State slash Indiana a must-win.
See, that I'm glad you brought up both, because the way that is situated, back-to-back, is a very difficult assignment for Penn State.
Yeah.
And because you could afford one loss, I think, in this new playoff system, I don't think
maybe
you,
two.
I'd, if it's two and it's, if it's to Ohio State and Oregon and you're saying, I don't think that's a good thing.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because I did some research on this yesterday. There were seven teams with two losses that made the college football playoff last year. Seven. Now, some of those losses, Penn State included, had games that included the conference championship. Like Penn State had one loss going into the conference championship, ended up with two. Ohio State, two-loss team that got in. I think Georgia was a two-loss team.
Notre Dame?
That got in.
Was Notre Dame two losses?
I think Notre Dame was just a one-loss
team.
They
lost at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it was that Northern Illinois game.
Yeah.
So you can get in with two losses. But as we saw last year with the South Carolinas of the world, the Alabamas of the world, you have three losses, very good chance you're not going to get in. So they need to win one of those two games. Indiana's a top 10 team right now. They're going to play at Oregon this week. We'll see what happens with that game. Like, Indiana wins that game, they might be number one in the country. So
they're that good. I mean, they really are playing well.
I don't think anybody expects them to beat Ohio State.
Let's not discount Iowa either. Iowa's a team that when you have to go to Iowa and play, that's never an easy game.
No, that's tough.
So they've made it difficult on themselves by losing that game, a game I thought they would win.
I did too.
And a game I thought Drew Aller would look much better than Moore, the other quarterback on the other side. I knew about him. I hadn't seen him. When I saw him, I said, man, that guy's legit. He's a really good college football player. Whether or not he could be a pro, I don't know. I don't even know where Aller now. What does this do to his? You've been high on his. Are you still?
Did you see my rant, Bob, on social? No.
I did not see it. But then again, I hadn't looked at a lot of stuff over. I was trying to watch that game, which started at 12:30 at night in Ireland. It got over at almost 4:45 in the morning in Ireland. It's hard to do it. So I had to go back and rewatch it when I got home.
So on Monday, Bob, I announced me, the biggest defender, the biggest supporter of Drew Aller in the state.
You've changed. He's done like Kansas City.
I have broken up with Drew Aller. We are taking a break right now, Bob. We are on a break. Ross and Rachel, friends, we're on a break. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't get back together. I'm leaving a 5% chance of that open that he can become still the Steelers' next quarterback, but I'm 95% out right now because I was at the Notre Dame game. I was at the Oregon game. I was at the Oregon Big Ten championship game. I was at all of them. Where Drew Aller just continued to do things to break my heart, Bob. And now it's not good for my heart. It's not good for my mind. It brings on too much anxiety.
Even that throw in overtime. You know, I thought he could kind of telegraph that coming.
He did.
And when you do that, that's not a good situation for. And in big moments, that's what people are looking. That's what these scouts want to see. What do you do in big moments, big games? And in those, he hasn't been at his best.
No, the arrow is down right now.
Well, whose arrow is up? Because I look around some of these guys, and Nussmeier, I guess, still is up for me.
Yes, I like Nussmeier.
Arch Manning has to show me more, and I'm convinced he's going to stay for another year of school.
You know who I think the number one quarterback is right now? Well, I put out my rankings yesterday. I have Garrett Nussmeier 1A, just because I like the overall body of work. Mm-hmm. 1B, and he's B just because there's not enough track record. Dante Moore of Oregon can ball, man.
He can, but I would caution you not to overhype one game. That was impressive, and he has that confident look about him, the way he walks around and deals with the huddle. Just his mannerisms make me think he's a confident kid who knows that he can get it done. But you have him jumping all the way. He probably wasn't in your previous list, was he?
He was not.
No, that's a pretty big jump.
He was not in my week one list. My week one list was Aller 1, Nussmeier 2, followed by Arch Manning, then Lenora Sellers, and I mean Arch is falling off. Sellers is around the bottom of that list. I'm not a Carson Beck believer. I think he's more of a fifth-year guy, goes to Miami, really good roster, more so of a Pickett situation. And Cade Klubnik is awful. the quarterback.
Yeah, I have
right
no
now,
idea what happened to him and them. I mean, they're just falling apart. Maybe it's the, you know, Dabo Swinney has lost his touch with everything. I don't know, but that was, you know, that was a team that many thought could win a national championship, and it just hasn't been their season at all. They've looked terrible and they've regressed quite a bit. I still think Notre Dame is going to come on strong. I think Notre Dame has a kind of team that's going to work its way right up to where they need to be. Early loss, they'll come back from it.
Our guy Johnny and Farrell, Johnny and Farrell keeps tweeting or and putting out on the text line, Rocco Becht is the quarterback.
I've heard his name too.
Other than having half of my last name, Bob, I don't really think that he is the right choice.
I think it's, again, though, we talked about at the beginning of the season. All these quarterbacks look great. We thought there'd be 10 quarterbacks in the first, you know, 40 picks of the draft because they're all good. Goes to show you what it means to let it play out. Let it play out and see.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett situation. He was not looked at as a high pick at all, fourth, fifth round, whatever, entering his senior season, his last season. Turned it into a first-round grade, although that was the wrong situation for the Steelers. But the point is it changes quite a bit. And we'll see as the season and the games become more meaningful where we go from here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.